Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. OMG, how y'all doing today? Listen, I am hype. I am so hype. Today's show is awesome. We have some great guests. We have giveaways that are going to be taking place during the show, so I'm telling you, this is a great show to listen to. This is a great show to check out today. As always, listen, I am excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in, listening in from Twitter and Facebook and all across the world wide web. I know you're following me on Twitter. If you're not, follow me. What you doing? Twitter.com/Charvette. And of course, connect with me on Facebook. Facebook.com/Charvette. Oh, and my main website is Charvette.com. Oh, and don't forget to pick up my mobile app, all under Charvette, and that's available on your iPad, iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android devices. So let me tell you about today's show. We're going to kick off the top of the hour with a gentleman who is certainly a friend to the show. He's back by popular demand. You know him. You love him. Vincent E. White, he is an author and now playwright, has been added to his list of many accomplishments. You have heard him on the Men Confess relationship series, so you know he's going to be dropping some great, great, great knowledge and wisdom today. And we're going to be talking about his new stage play, Finding Chris, My Father. And I'm telling you what you want to hear about this transparent moment. You want to hear about it. Then we're going to move into an author spotlight, chatting it up with Nicole M. Brown. She's a registered nurse. She is a nurse educator. And in a few months, we'll be calling her Dr. Nicole because she is a doctoral candidate and also an Army veteran. She has a book series out, The Adventures of Nurse Nicole. The Adventures of Nurse Nicole. You're going to get to hear about the first book and the second book in that series, and we're going to just learn more about her. Then we're going to round out the show with a gospel music segment spotlight featuring Appointed. Appointed means to select or designate or to fill an office or position, and that certainly pertains to this dynamic artist. Again, she's a gospel artist by the name of Appointed. Sounds a little bit like some R&B, not quite hip-hop, and you can't squarely fit her in the gospel box. We're going to let you hear her music so you can experience her ministry for yourself. So listen, let's jump right on in. My first guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, so I know he is ready to come to the mic again. Vincent Ellis White, he has previously been awarded and nominated in Richmond as Top 40, Under 40. Again, new stage play that's out based off of his book called Finding Chris, My Father. It's going to be taking place here in the city, and we're excited to have Vincent E. White on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Welcome and hello, Vincent.
Welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm so glad to be back with you, Charvette. You know we're the dynamic duo.
I know, right? We make it do what it do.
Yes,
We make it do what it do. Well, this time we're not necessarily talking about romantic relationships, but certainly we are. This is dealing with relationships. And you wrote a book called Finding Chris, My Father. Tell us in just your own words what the book was about.
Finding Chris, My Father is a book that I wrote. It is a coming-of-age memoir directly based on my life, but I feel also that it can definitely relate to other people's lives and change lives as well. And it's basically a story about my perseverance trying to find my biological father and growing up dealing with everything from a jail stepfather to dealing with the epidemic called fatherlessness, identity crisis, even just questions about my manhood growing up, dealing with bullies and with a lot of African Americans, and even just anybody is dealing with a fragmented family. Nowadays, one in every four family is fragmented in some aspects. So just dealing with a lot of things that we're dealing with today. And it's a very candid book. It tackles many of those issues and more that I didn't even mention, from just how a young boy growing up is dealing with confusion and abandonment, but it also talks about the triumph over that adversity that I grew up with, and shows that you too, or the reader as well, can eventually triumph with God on his side, and also just with perseverance and in trying to actively make things right and not succumbing to statistics of what society says you're supposed to become.
Wow, and so certainly that was, I'm sure, the writing process had to feel maybe raw at times, like, wow, am I really putting this pen to paper and sharing this? Can I just sweep this under the rug? Did you ever feel any of those things?
Well, you got to remember, I know some of the listeners may not have the book and some may, but I wrote my first book called The Fully Seasoned Man's Relationship Recipe, which is very transparent and discussing things that I've done, as well as things that I've, you know, it researched other people and they've done as well. So I'm used to being transparent, even getting feedback, whether negative or positive. I look at the bigger picture, which is that I want to bless somebody and help enhance somebody's life. So with finding Chris, my father, I knew it was going to be transparent. I knew people may judge me, but I also know that the ultimate goal is that people will get blessed by this book. And you should see when I speak to people about this book, when I speak to the masses, and people and grown men are standing up saying, I wish I could find my father, or they're standing up and they're crying, and they're in their 40s and 50s, some in their 20s, and they're saying, I've never looked for my father, but now that you've written this book, I see it can't be done. I'm going to go look for my father. When those type of people stand up, it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. So how did you transition from, okay, you have a book, the book is selling, what dropped in your spirit, if you will, to say, I want to take this to the stage? This needs to be a play.
I'm going to tell you something. What dropped in my spirit is that I'm bold enough to ask questions, and I've also made the mistake of trying to plan. And those two things is what happened. I wrote the book back in December 2011, really started kicking it off in 2012, promoting it and everything. My goal was just to write my book. It was sort of therapy for the fact that I had found my father, and I wanted to share that. The book ended up taking off. I started speaking about it and everything. One of the situations, what happened, I was in Tidewater speaking, and a lot of people were standing up, you know, giving testimony. And confessing and saying that they were looking for their fathers, or women and men were saying that they dealt with. These two guys were in the audience, and they were standing up telling me that they really enjoyed what I spoke about. They enjoyed everything I talked about, and they said they're playwriters. And I didn't believe them at first, you know, because I thought everybody said that. And
right.
I talked to them, and I said, you know, if you're a playwriter, you should make my book into a play. I have no shame in my game, Chavez. So I asked them, and they said, sure, you know, and I thought they were, you know, just saying that, but you know, they started connecting with me over the next few weeks, and then months, and even over a year, and it developed from a word to they say thoughts become things. It turned into a script. They bought my book. They developed a script. We started working back and forth. They were in Tidewater. I'm in Richmond. To fast forward a year later, we had a script. We had casting in Williamsburg, in Tidewater, and in Richmond, and they were not playing. These two guys were serious, but I felt like God put them there, and then also God put it into me to go up to these guys and say, "Hey, look, can you make this a play?" And it happened. And I think their name is Lamont Ferguson and Marlon Hargrave, and they were and Miss Ellen Sutter, and those three people came through, and they turned my book into a play. We had a great debut in the Tidewater area in Portsmouth, but I told them I needed to come to my hometown where I was born and raised, which is Richmond, VA. So we're coming in November 17th.
Well, first of all, we need to applaud you for taking that step of faith. And like you said, you just simply put it out there, hey, my book needs to be a play. And look, it manifests. It came to be. And certainly that was God orchestrated, because who would have known that these two people would be in that audience that you would be speaking at that day, other than the divine orchestry, if you will, of God. Wow. And so let's talk about, it's coming to Richmond, and those that are just tuning in, we see you, hello, listening in from the phone lines, from Twitter and Facebook. You are checking out the Charvette Mitchell Marshall Radio Show, and we are talking to Vincent E. White, playwright,
yeah.
author. So tell us all of the good details about how people can experience this play in Richmond.
You can experience this play in Richmond, Virginia. And if you're coming from out of town, the play will be on November 17th at the Children's Theater of Virginia at Willow Lawn. Those that are from Richmond, you know where Willow Lawn is. Some people may know it as the Virginia Repertory Theater. Either way, it will be there on Sunday, November 17th at 4 p.m. How you can purchase your tickets, I repeat, how you can purchase your tickets early and get a discount is go to www.sun-rise-production.com. That's www.sun-rise-production.com. And your tickets will be click on productions, and your tickets will be $12.50. You get a discount. If you're not able to buy them online, you can meet us at the door November 17th. Come early, and the tickets will be $15 at the door. I will also be selling my book, Finding Chris, My Father, autographs, pictures, the whole nine. I just want you to come, show up, support Richmond artists, support local artists. I've been doing this for a while. I need y'all
yeah.
to come support me.
Awesome. And guess what? Guess what? The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is going to purchase two tickets for a lucky listener. We
wow.
will buy two tickets. We will go to that link and purchase two tickets. You can have a date night. You can have a girlfriend's. You can have a brother's night, whatever you want to call it. We will purchase two tickets. This is how we will get these tickets. Look, Vincent doesn't even know this. His mouth is probably wide open. He doesn't even know this. Surprise! this is how you can enter.
Really.
I told y'all this show was a show to listen to, full of giveaways. This is how you can enter to get two tickets for Finding Chris, My Father. You can contact me one of three ways. Go to Facebook, inbox me on Facebook, go to Twitter, direct message me on Twitter, or go to charvette.com. Any of those ways, the drawing will be open until this Saturday at 6 p.m. So we're going to take all of the entries, randomly pull them, and that person will win two tickets, compliments of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, to go see Finding Chris, My Father, written by.
I love it. Y'all, I hope y'all heard that. These tickets are going fast. Charvette is willing to purchase two tickets for some lucky listener, some lucky winner. So please hit her website up, hit her Facebook up and everything, and go ahead and win your tickets for the play. You will not want to miss this. And what's better than free?
Right.
She's going to get the tickets for you. Please go get those tickets. And Charvette, I want to also let you know how thoughts become things. And like you said, how God interceded to turn my book into a play. Let me tell you, the same thing happened. My play debuted in Portsmouth on Friday, Saturday. Sunday was the finale. On Sunday, a guy came up to me and said, have you ever thought about turning your play into a movie? I said, hey, now, I sure have. What can you do for me?
Right.
You know, I ain't going to say no. So, you know, and me and this guy got to discussing things, and he was talking about doing a documentary on me called Something to Believe In, talking about, like, how I've helped, you know, people find their fathers or just get them motivated to find their fathers, and also talked about doing an independent film. So as come the first of the year, I'm going to be sitting down at the round table and talking to a couple of these guys trying to get this play turned into a movie. But the play's not going to stop. You see, it's already coming to Richmond. Come the new year, we're looking at D.C., we're in the talks about Virginia Beach, a couple other spots. So this thing is moving. But when I told y'all that are listening that I made the mistake of trying to plan, my plan was just to write a book for myself as far as therapy to see if I can do it. Who knew God was going to take it all these places that it's going? So glory be to God.
Yes. You never know where God will let your life go. You never know. You just got to keep moving forward. You got to keep moving forward. And certainly Vincent White, Richmond's own, is a testament to that. So listen, tell us about the cast, because number one, the trailer is off the chain. The trailer already looks movie quality. So we're going to tell them how they can find the trailer and then tell them about the cast.
Oh, man, the cast is crazy. It's starring Malik Hawkins. A lot of y'all may know this up-and-coming young 11-year-old. He is starring in the movie based out of Richmond, Troop 491. He's a star in that movie, and he's also playing a young Vincent. I have a wonderful cast.
definitely check me out on Facebook, and also check out the website, Sunrise Productions, Sun-Rise-Productions. You can see all the cast members and read their bios, look them up. In regards to the trailer, my God, my ace, my man Dominique Davis of Dream Clip Films,
yes.
He created a monster trailer. He does this for a living, but that's my man. We graduated together. He has his own film company, Dream Clip Films. Please look him up. Dominique created a movie-worthy trailer that Chavez stated, and if you check out that trailer on my Facebook page, on my website, lifeloverreligion.com, I'm sorry I don't know Dominique's site right now. I feel like it's dreamcliponline.com. Dreamcliponline.com, that's Dominique's website. Or Dominique Davis, look him up on Facebook, D-O-M-I-N-I-C, and check out this monstrous trailer that he made for Finding Chris, My Father. I think he put it on YouTube, too. When you see the trailer, if you was not
yes.
thinking about coming to see the play before, that trailer would pull you in, trust me.
I'm trying to tell you, it is ready for Hollywood. It is ready. So, Vincent, tell people how they can connect with you on Twitter and on Facebook.
Twitter is LifeLoveRVA. Once again, that's at LifeLoveRVA. That's Twitter. And my website is www.LifeLoveReligion.com. My name is Vincent Ellis White, or it might be facebook.com/TheVincentEllisWhiteShow. You can connect me in any of those places. I'm a social media fiend, so you will find me on there, and we can connect. I'm a person. I'm not too out of touch. I will come meet you if you want to get a book, and you in my area, we can make it happen. You only have to go online. I can meet you. That's how I do it. I deal with my people, so we make it happen.
Make it happen. Well, I am excited that we got a chance to talk to you. I will be at the stage play production.
Yes.
Again, listeners, tell them when that's going to be and where that's going to be.
The play Finding Chris, My Father, written by me, produced by Lamont Ferguson and Marley Hargrave, will be at the Children's Theater of Virginia at Willow Lawn. I repeat, the Children's Theater of Virginia at Willow Lawn on November 17th at 4 p.m. Please go to www.sun-rise-production.com. Click on Productions and purchase your tickets. Keep your confirmation, and you're good to go. If not, come to the door. Is your ticket please support a Richmond artist, a Richmond writer, Richmond playwright, and Virginia playwriters.
Yeah.
We out here doing it. And please come. Also, Charvette, your boy, Deron Chavis, will be doing spoken word in the introduction of the play.
I want
to put that out there, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great to have partnerships. I like that. Well, Vincent, I'm excited for you and for everything that's happening with you, and I will see you at the play. And thank you for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
All right, thank y'all for listening, and y'all go hit Charvette up, get them free tickets, okay?
There you go.
All right,
listeners, don't go anywhere. We're going to a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment talking about the adventures of Nurse Nicole. We're going to be chatting it up with Nicole M. Brown. She's a registered nurse, soon to be Dr. Nicole, and you want to hear about this great series. I'm telling you what, she is one of the hardest working authors and nurses I know. So you want to meet her and you want to hear all about her. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
You can't control everything, but there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe. Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have you listening in today. Yes, I'm telling you, it's a good day to listen to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, connect with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And the reason you should connect there is so that you can have easy access to all of our guests. We tweet them, we post them on Facebook, and so it's just an easy way to connect. And also, hey, you know, we're talking about giveaways today, so a good way for you to find out about giveaways. So listen, we're moving right on in to our second segment. I'm delighted to have this this young lady joining us. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully she's enjoyed some virtual snacks and virtual grilled chicken and salad and some potato salad and all that good stuff right there in the virtual green room. Nicole M. Brown, she's a registered nurse. She's a nurse educator. And we will soon be calling her Dr. Nicole. She is a doctoral candidate and an Army veteran. She has three beautiful children, and some kind of way she has found the time to write a series, The Adventures of Nurse Nicole, and we're excited, and we're bringing her to the mic now because we want to hear all about it. Welcome to the show, Nurse Nicole.
How you doing today, Schmidt?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fabulous.
Listen, you are one of the hardest working nurses and authors I know. You are all over the place. If we just follow your Facebook, you're like meeting politicians. You're everywhere.
Yes, I'm trying. Shameless promotions, that's what I call it.
Listen, I love it. I love it. And so, as I mentioned, I do have to say nurses are near and dear to my heart because my mother is a registered nurse, 35 years under her belt. She retires 2015, and she loves what she does, and she's a nurse. So my mommy, shout out to my mommy. So I love nurses. And so certainly tell us what gave you the idea to write The Adventures of Nurse Nicole, this series.
Well, The Adventures of Nurse Nicole, and it's for Nurse, was initially started with my daughter, Nicola. She was 4 at the time, and it was Christmas time, and she kept saying, every day when I would go to work and I had on my white coat, she said, Mom, where are you going? I said, I'm going to work. And she says, what do you do? I said, I'm a nurse. And she said, are you a doctor? Are you a dentist? I said, no, I'm a nurse. So I went out to Walmart and Target to look for something to give her for Christmas, such as a doll or a DVD to explain nursing, and there was nothing on the market. So,
Wow. And
I looked into doing a doll or a DVD, and that was too expensive for my range at the moment. So I started out with children's books.
Wonderful. And so the first in the series, N is for nurse, and I have my personal copy in my little hands right now. I have to say I love, love, love the illustrations, the artistry. So shout out, how did you determine that you would definitely want to have this great illustration done throughout the book?
Well, this started out in 2009, this endeavor, and the first 2 years I just took business classes. Then the second year, the third year, I started going to book started taking classes on books, and I kept going to these classes and saying, I need an illustrator. I went through about four different illustrators before I chose the lady that I have, who is Miss Smith out of Charlotte. Charlottesville, and I just went through so many illustrators, and this lady, I saw her work. I went to St. Paul's Baptist Church in Richmond, and there was another lady who had her children's book, and I really liked this illustrator, so I connected with her, and she gave me a referral, and I called Ms. Smith up, and I was back and forth at Barnes & Noble trying to decide. At first, it was going to be an A to Z book on nursing, and then I saw a book at Barnes & Noble that inspired me to say, just say N is for nurse, and didn't explain from A to Z what nurses do. And that's how all of that came together really quickly.
Wow. And so certainly with, something that's geared towards children, pictures and the illustrations are so key. But the information, the way you have put the information in, A is for ambulance, and then you explain, what that is and going through the alphabet. And I love the diversity, which I'm sure was specific and planned, but I love the diversity that's throughout the book, because it irritates me if I go to buy something for my little goddaughter and it doesn't look like her. That irritates me. But that's another show. That's another show. So I love what you've done, that this is definitely a book that shows diversity.
Correct. Thank you. Yes. I truly love the illustrations. And, I went back and forth, like I said, four illustrators. And I was at a black nurses conference in Orlando, Florida, and there was a black nurse pin that I bought, and I said, wow, that is almost what I really want my face like. So it was inspired. I was at the Black Nurses Annual Convention in Orlando, Florida, summer before last, and I bought a pin with the nurse's cap and the hair and everything, and I said, wow, I think that's what I want for my cover, the face of my cover. So I'm happy it all turned out well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so the adventures of Nurse Nicole, three little lovely children are on the front cover illustrated. Tell us about your children and their response when they saw the finished product of your book.
Well, they were really excited. On the back of the book, there's a picture of myself, and then I have a picture of my children, Nathaniel, Nicholas, and Nicola. Now, at the time of this picture, they were 2, 4, and 6. And now they are 8, 10, and 12. And they're really excited. I have them reading the books and, giving me some ideas, especially like if I'm at a word and I'm like, do you like this word in the book? Or, so we dialogue back and forth. So they do give me some advice on some of the words in the book.
I love that. I love that. We put them to work, right? Put them to work. Put them to work.
That's
as your little co-editors. And so what would you say was the hardest thing to put this together versus the thing that came so easily and maybe even surprised you?
What was the hardest thing was just trying to find an illustrator. I mean, when you go through four people, and people don't realize, and I didn't realize this, for an illustrator, I mean, each picture, I have to pay someone almost $150 per picture. So that's not including the cover. That's me. On the cover, you see my animated version. Then I have my two sons and my daughter.
Yes.
Each one of those are a picture. Okay.
Right.
So I was not expecting, that was the most difficult, was finding the illustrator, and also realizing that each figure is a picture by itself, So, having to work with someone to find the right person who could bring it all together.
Yeah.
And also the formatting. You know, I didn't understand formatting, font, you know. And then with my books, you know, I'm self-published. So, you know, my last book with Wash Your Hands, we were back and forth, and I was like, you know, you have to match up your last line, word line on page on the left side has to match up with the one on the right side. You can't have your words, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's just different things you don't even think about. And also with your illustrations, I mean, some of them, you know, she went in and she would change, like the kids would have different shirts or different this and different that, different sayings. So we had to go back and forth and agree on each of the things. We had to agree on, you know, just even the shape of my eyes, my eyebrows, shape of my nose, color of my lipstick, color of the
kids'
and their neck size. I mean,
all of the fine details.
And also, like, they were showing some with my boys, some of them were showing socks. Like, the socks were white, and then the socks were blue, and then the socks were green. And I was like, no, look, I don't want to see any socks. The pants go all the way down to the top of the shoes, cover the shoes. So, you know, it was just little things back and
little
forth.
Things, but it all came together. It all came together. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, we say, hey there, welcome. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are chatted up here with author, registered nurse, nurse educator, soon to be Dr. Nicole M. Brown. You definitely want to get your hands on The Adventures of Nurse Nicole. Nicole, while they're listening, tell listeners about your website and how they can purchase the first book, N is for Nurse.
Well, my website is under, you can Google Nurse Nicole Enterprises, or you can put in www.nursenicole.co, and that will get you to my website. And on my website, you will be able to see my author, my bio page. Also, you'll be able to see my shopping page, which I also have T-shirts. I have Future Nurse T-shirts, Future Nurse Bears. I also have lollipops, syringe pens. So all of those things are available on my website. And when I do my book signings, this is a product line that a lot of people really enjoy, especially the syringe pens. A lot of people have not seen that, those items.
Wow. So what a great time to have that. Listeners, you can get those for stocking stuffers. You know, the holiday shopping season has officially begun. They have told me after Halloween is the official beginning of the holiday season. So pick up the book and then get some of those extras. I think those would be great, and it's something that you're promoting that's positive and healthy. The other thing I like about the book is that you talk about how nursing is for women and men. And so talk a little bit about that. I think that there's this perception some people may have that they really shouldn't have, because it's very hard work. But talk a little bit about why you decided to make sure you covered that in the book.
Well, one of the reasons we need to get more men involved in nursing, of the 3.1 million nurses in the country, we have 5% are African, about 5 to 6% are African American, and then we have a less amount of that number for our male counterparts in nursing. And it's a recession-proof career. You know,
yes.
One of the reasons why people come in is because we can always have a job no matter what. You will always have a job as long as you maintain your license and you're in good standing. So that's so important. And then I have two sons. So, and I have one who is interested in nursing, and he's voiced that he would like to pursue nursing. And, of course, my daughter, she was a little leery at first, and now she's all gung-ho about nursing. And I have one, my oldest son. I know, he's way on the other end, you know. It's not an interest of his, but he will wear the Future Nurse shirts when he has to come and do book signings with me. So they all come out and do book signings, and sometimes they get involved and sign the books also. So they're, you know, everyone is getting into it, and we're promoting nursing in my home.
Wonderful. And I do want to shout out one of our friends of the show on Facebook, Miss Devora Austin Hudson. She posted that she purchased one of your books when she saw you over the weekend on Saturday, and she gave it to her cousin. So big shout out to Devora.
Thank you.
And big shout out to author Latanya LT Boyd. She's listening, saying a great interview. So thanks, ladies. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, and so the second of the series is Wash Your Hands. So tell us about that one.
Wash Your Hands. This is I wrote this book because this is the first skill I teach my nursing students and the first skill a mom teaches their children. And you want to start teaching them early on about washing their hands, the importance of decreasing germs, and that germs are bad for you. So it's, you know, to me it was just natural to go to wash your hands was the next step.
In the series. And so, guess what, listeners? I have a copy of The Adventures of Nurse Nicole, N is for Nurse, and a copy of The Adventures of Nurse Nicole, Wash Your Hands. And some lucky listener will get both of these brand new books. And you know what? Wash Your Hands, that's not even on Amazon yet, is it?
I am still working with Amazon.
Well, listen, so this is hot. I mean, they're working on it. So, listen, you're getting it before people can even get it on Amazon. So this is how you're going to be able to get a hold of these two books for free. You have to contact me. Yes, yes, yes. Contact me, Facebook. You can send a direct message on Twitter. You can inbox me on Facebook, direct message me on Twitter, or go to charvette.com and contact me on the contact page, and you will be placed in the drawing to win both of Nicole's books. The drawing will end Saturday, November 9th at 6 p.m., and that is compliments of Nurse Nicole. Woo-hoo-hoo! I think you need to give her a big round of applause.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I would like to add one last thing. If they go back to my website, nursenicole.co or Nurse Nicole Enterprises, they'll be able to – they can also purchase Wash Your Hands. It's also available on my website as an autographed copy. Now, I have it on me. I have copies on me. But I'm still working on getting it on Amazon, and I'm still working on getting Wash Your Hands on Kindle. Now – for N is for Nurse, that is available, autographed copies on my website, and also there's also available on Amazon and Kindle, okay?
Yes.
N is for Nurse is on Amazon and Kindle, and also Barnes & Noble's online.
Wonderful. And we want you to like her page on Facebook. I have tagged it each time I have talked about her on Facebook. So tell them how they can connect with you on Facebook.
On Facebook, it is author Nurse Nicole M. Brown. That is my author page, and I'm posting every day, so you can connect with me directly on there. And also author Nurse NMB on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter, and I'm also on author Nurse NMB on Pinterest. I'm on Pinterest, and I'm also under Nicole M. Brown on LinkedIn.
See, I told y'all, she's one of the hardest working author / registered nurse, soon to be doctors that I know. I'm telling you, Nicole, you keep it moving, and I'm excited that we had a chance to feature you on your official blog tour, official book tour, and we're excited, again, listeners, to be partnering with Nicole, and you are potentially going to be one of the lucky listeners that will get a chance to win these two books, N is for Nurse and Wash Your Hands, a part of the series, The Adventures of Nurse Nicole. Again, a direct message me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Facebook me, inbox me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette or charvette.com. I have tweeted. I have Facebook, Nicole, so very easy ways to connect and purchase your copies. And also, you can also get a coloring page if you go to her website as well. So you really want to go to her website, and you can get tips about the common flu and preparing your house and all that good stuff. Check out her blog and all that good stuff. All right, Nicole, I'm excited you were able to stop by today, and we wish you much continued success.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to, you know, doing this again with my next books next year.
Yes, we will have you back. We will have you back. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going into our third segment, Artist Spotlight. Oh, my goodness, this young lady appointed. We've been tweeting and Facebooking her. You are going to get to experience her ministry. We're going to let you hear some music and chat it up with her. So we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. I don't want you to go anywhere at all. We're going to be right back. Here we go.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Appointed has stepped into a brave new frontier. She's promoting a sound that's not quite R&B, definitely not hip-hop, and you can't rarely put her in gospel, but she certainly is a gospel artist, and I am telling you what, we are excited to have her here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room, and we're excited to bring her to the show and let you all experience her. She's an award-winning gospel artist, and we are excited. Bring it to the mic right now. Appointed, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, sister. Praise the Lord. Thank you for such a great welcome and such a great introduction.
Oh, you are quite welcome. I tell you what, I am just ready to jump right on in. Certainly, you first have to tell us how you decided to come up with the name Appointed.
Well, it was because I saw the rappers with names. I'm like, a rapper's got names. I want a name. So
yeah.
I couldn't do anointed, you know, so I had a point. I thought I was really being clever when I did that, but since then I found out I wasn't as clever as I thought I was. I would have needed to have spelled it differently. Maybe I would have been clever then, but yeah, that's how I did it. So I just wanted a name because those guys have a name, you know, they didn't use like their names, you know, like they used other names. So yeah.
And so tell us, how did the music bug bite you? You know, how far back do you remember being, you know, wanting to be in the music industry, wanting to minister through music? Can you recall kind of the beginnings?
Yes, definitely. My grandfather was a minister, and I spent some time with him, and my grandmother directed the choir, so I was sort of exposed to music at an early age. And, you know, I heard all that good gospel singing going on in the choir and, you know, people shouting and stuff and having a great time. So I was, I was attracted to it in that capacity. But, you know, when I met Jesus, it became something more of a calling instead of just an attraction. So, yeah, I can trace it back. I was, you know, young. Yeah, younger.
Younger. So how would you describe your sound and what you want people to walk away with once they've experienced your ministry?
I would call it, like, I like to say you've just been a pointified, you know, because it's like, like you said, you know, it's like, it's not quite R&B, it's not really gospel, it's not hip-hop, and it's not neo-soul and all that stuff, so it doesn't really have that familiar sound, but at the same time, it sounds kind of like something you might have heard, you know, it sounds like singing. So
yeah.
I would just hope that people could walk away hearing, you know, Christ as a message and be encouraged, you know, that what they're hearing, they like, I like that. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to call it, but... No,
but I like it.
Yeah.
And so your project, Your Love, and big shout out to Flyaway Records. Tell us, how did you move from, okay, you know, I know music is now a call, to saying, okay, now I'm going to put a project together. What was that like?
Well, it started with someone from my church asking me about it, but I didn't quite understand when he said, I want to produce you. I didn't quite understand what that meant at that time. It was years later that I actually picked it up, because it was like, this is something that I don't want to just keep it to myself. I want people to hear it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want a lot of people to hear it. So I wanted to, like, go outside of just, like, the confines of the church and, you know, singing for worship service or whatever, concerts and stuff like that. And, you know, get it out into mainstream, to the streets and stuff. And we do that. We get out on the streets and minister. Nursing homes, you know, stuff like that.
All right, and so let's talk about the tracks and some of the songs that you have on the project. I Am, It Will, I Need You. Tell us about your writing. Do you write yourself, or did you pick other writers to kind of help you put this together?
Well, this project definitely does represent mostly what I've done. I've written those songs. Those songs come from the heart. I like to say that it comes from, you know, like his heart, to my heart, and to the
yeah.
hearts of people that listen. So they're really like testimonies and, you know, just acclamations of God's goodness and what he's done for me and how I feel about it. And hopefully, you know, as people are hearing the songs, they can identify with it because they've, you know, shared a similar journey or the same journey.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, we see you. We see you coming in on the lines, and we are chatting it up with Gospel Artist Appointed. Yes, 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 that's who you're checking out. And I'm telling you what, while they're listening, can you let them know how they can follow you on Twitter and also connect with you on Facebook?
Sure. On Twitter, you can find me as Appointed instead of Appointed, because Appointed was gone. So
oh,
it's
no.
APP. I know. It's APPOINTEND on Twitter. And similar problem on Facebook. Appointed was gone again. So I had to go for that Minstrel Appointed, because, you know, he said, bring me a Minstrel. So Minstrel
yeah.
Appointed on Facebook. And my website is actually appointed.mobi, M like Mary, O like orange, B like boy, I like it.
Fabulous, fabulous. They are all the connection points. And listeners, don't worry, because we're going to let you hear some of the music. So I know you're saying, oh, I want to hear what it sounds like. And then some of you are already fans, and so you're like, I want to hear it. So you do a lot of things. So share, like, kind of the rest of your life outside of being an artist.
Okay, I kind of alluded to some of it. I am a community volunteer. I so believe in, you know, what the Lord said in the Bible, that when you've done it unto the least of me, you've done it also unto me. So I'm all about that community service, you know, out there helping the homeless and going to nursing homes. I tried to get into this prison here, but that's been a little more difficult. When I was in California, it was a lot easier, but I'm not giving up on that. And, you know, we just believe in, like, outreach. And another thing that I do, you know, I'm an Army wife, and I'm a mom, and I'm also a pastor of a church. So all those things together with the music and all that kind of keeps me, like, going. So I thank God for that.
Wow. Pastor, artist, mom, wife, mom. I'm telling you, I'm going to put you in the category of our last guest, Nurse Nicole, just doing, y'all are just doing it. Okay, so let's talk about, I have two songs we could share. I have Call Me or You Know. Which one would you
okay.
like for the listeners to hear?
Okay, let's go with, it's hard for me. You better do it. It's hard for me. I can't
okay,
select, 'cause
okay.
I'm kind of biased.
It is hard. It's like picking between your children, right?
Right,
all right,
exactly.
Listeners, I think this will be a great spot to let you hear. I'm going to go with You Know. This is by appointed. It's called You Know. She's going to hang out with us here in the virtual studio so we can chat it up when the song finishes, but I want you to experience her music ministry. And so here we go. Here we go. You Know by appointed.
Message is so awesome. I mean, it's like he knows. And
yeah.
When I talk about this song, I like to say that if he knew and didn't have any power or any control or any purpose, then that would just be like nothing. But because he knows and he has all of those things that I named, it's like an awesome thing. You know, it's just so great.
Yes, and it validates, you know, whether you are going through pain or hurt or misunderstanding or confusion or just a low point. It's like just knowing, okay, he knows about this. It's like a validation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, and so certainly shout out to those that are just coming in. We see some people hanging out on the phone lines. Hey there, you're listening to Gospel Artists Appointed here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Now, you got to tell me, on Facebook, there's this, I don't know if it's a secret code or something that you, starts with a P. Tell me what that is in your post on Facebook.
Okay, that's the phrase of praise. Praise him. That's what that is. P-H, praise.
Oh, you learn something new every day.
Those little hands, those are little praise hands. The little symbol by it. That's a little praise hand. So it's like praise him. It's a call to praise him. You know. So I like to. I mean, when I answer my phone, I usually say praise him. It's just like a regular part of my conversation, and it's not even trite for me because it's like praise him because he deserves it. You know, he deserves every bit of the praise that we can give him. So no matter what I'm writing about, in most instances, you'll see the PH there because I like to glorify God in my comments. You know, it's like I don't want to just comment. I want to have something to say that brings him glory. So it's like praise him. And sometimes I explain it, you know, like I'll put praise him, I'll write it out so that you can know, and then I'll put the little thing there. So if you follow me, you kind of know I mean praise him.
And so big shout out to Yolanda Richard, because she says praise that pays. I heard you say it. Well, so you want to tell the listeners what that's about?
Well, I'm going to, like, for everybody that posts on their Facebook, the praise, I'll start over again, the phrase that pays, which is praise him, then I'm going to enter them into a drawing to win a $25 gift card.
Wow, $25 gift. Listeners, you are, I feel like Oprah today. Put your hands together. Every guest, every segment has had some kind of giveaway. The first segment had two ticket giveaways to the play. The second segment, two books. Now this segment, $25, the chance to win a $25 gift card. Now tell them again real clear how they can enter to win.
All you have to do is paste on the Facebook. Praise him is the phrase that pays, and or just, you know, at the feed that we have going, if you just put praise him in there, that's good too. But if you're not on that feed, then, yeah, just put on my Facebook, praise him is the phrase that pays. I mean, praise him is the phrase that pays. Whew.
We got you. And again, on Facebook, Menstrual Appointed, and I have, she's on my page, so charvette.com. You can check her out, facebook.com/Charvette. So if you're like, I'm trying to figure out where it is, just go to my page, facebook.com/Charvette, and that's where you'll have an opportunity to post in on that link there, on that thread there. Big shout out. Thank you so much for some lucky listener who is going to potentially win that. So how can people purchase your music?
Well, you can go to, like, iTunes or any of the other digital outlets, all the major ones on the Internet, you can get my project. Also, you can visit me at my website, Appoint of Moby, and also purchase my project. That's about basically that's where you find it. You find it on the Internet and all those digital outlets, and I can only think of iTunes. Okay, whatever the other ones are, I'm there.
She is there. Do you have any upcoming events or anything you want to shout out? I certainly would love for you to shout out your church as well.
Awesome. This weekend I'm going to be in Atlanta for the Jubilee Journey, which is something that's taking place to benefit gospel artist Yasmin, who is battling cancer. And it's going to be at the Globe, and it's going to start at 5 o'clock. And it's a wonderful thing that Dr. Teresa Jordan of Praise Fest Gospel Hour, she's behind this. She's the driving force behind it to benefit her. So if anybody's in the Atlanta area, please don't miss coming out for the Jubilee Journey Benefit Concert for gospel recording artist Yasmin. And, again, it's at the Globe, and it starts at 5 o'clock. Next week I'm going to be, the following, I'm going to be in Augusta. On the 23rd, I want to also give out a big shout-out. I'm shouting out a lot right now.
Yeah,
Dr. Renee Sunday. Dr. Renee Sunday of Sunday Publishing, wonderful, beautiful sister in the Lord. She is going to be presenting an event called Summit, the Gospel International Summit, and it's going to be on November 23rd, starts at 10 p.m., and it's going to be at the Earl Smith Strand Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. So that's something that I'm going to be attending and be ministering in. That's on the 23rd of November. And there's some other stuff coming too, but those are the most recent things that are coming.
Perfect. And so tell us more about your church.
Okay, my church is New Mercy Church, and New Mercy, actually the whole name is New Mercy Christian Fellowship Church, and we are in Augusta, Georgia, and it's an undenominational church made up of fired-up folks who
All
love
right.
the Lord and who are also, about going out and ministering on the streets, because that's just so intricate in our ministry that we have to be about getting outside of the church and onto the streets and, touching and affecting the lives of people that are out there that God has, us to reach, because there's a song that goes, there's someone out in the valley. I got to let my little light shine because there's someone down in the valley trying to get home, and that's kind of like how I see us, as that light that's shining, hoping that people down in the valley can get home to Jesus.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Again, listeners, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with gospel artist Appointed, and she has told you all about, yes, a giveaway. Now, I know some of you may be just tuning in. I'm gonna let you also hear, call me as well, but tell listeners one more time that may have just caught the tail end how they potentially can win some type of prize.
Thank you so much. You are so wonderful. I love this atmosphere, this program, this platform that you have for us independent artists. The thing that they need to say is praise him, and it's the phrase that pays.
All right. And
just put it on
my
Facebook, right? Or I'm sorry, anything. I didn't finish it. I forgot to say this part. I am such a cluck right now, but also they just need to put it on my Facebook, right? Because I didn't tell them where to do it. The phrase of pace on my Facebook. Now I'm there.
We're there. And again, if you're listening and saying, I don't know how to get to the Facebook, you go to my Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E, and the stream is right on my page, so you can go right there. All right, so let them hear Call Me, because I want people to have really kind of experience you. So do you want to set this song up for me?
Definitely. In Isaiah, the Lord tells us that before we call, he hears us, and while we're speaking, he answers. And this song is about not giving up, not losing heart, because another scripture tells us that men ought to always pray and not to faint. So when we're going through those situations, those circumstances that are so hard and so challenging and so devastating, this song talks about calling him. Just call me, no matter what's going on. Give me a call. Even if it's good times, give me a call. But definitely,
yeah,
if you're going through, give him a call. Call me, because I'm here.
All
with
right.
I'm waiting. I got the solution. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He knows how to take care of it. He knows how to fix it. Call him, listeners. Here we go, by Appointed.
To help bring you through. Call on that you need. Call on him and get yourself free. Many are the righteous, but God delivers from them all.
When you hear your music played back, does it minister to you?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It just touches me because it's relevant. You know, it's real, and it's from the Word.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Word and singing, and it's being born. So, yeah, definitely.
And so how
do you forget? Because
yes,
I've heard the songs, like a gazillion times, right? I've heard these songs over and over and over again, yet when I hear a song, I can feel it.
Yeah. That's awesome when you can write something inspired by God and you look back and you turn back and you're like, hey, that turned around and ministered to me. it turned a corner and ministered to me, and that's that God inspired. How do you sit down and actually write your songs? Do you need to be in a quiet room? Do you need to be in nature? Do you need different people have different inspirations? How do you sit down and actually write?
Well, normally what happens is that I'll get the hook first.
Okay.
And from there I'll develop the song. Sometimes I bang out the chords on my keyboard, and from there then I'll create something. But normally in my songwriting process, it starts with, like, you know, I'll definitely hear from the Lord. And then, you know, I'll go to the keyboard, or maybe somebody sent me a track, and I'll pick it up and I'll go, what am I hearing? You know, and I'll hear it. It'll have like a message. And then I'll just start writing that message. But usually it comes like the hook comes first, and then everything else comes after that.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. All right, well, I am telling you what, I'm just excited that we had a chance to feature you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I want you to tell our listeners one more time how they can connect with you on Twitter, Facebook, also your main website.
Thank you again, sister. Definitely get me on Twitter, appointed, appointed. And also reach me on Facebook, Minister Appointed. And my website is appointed.moby, M like Mary, O like orange, B like boy, I like it. And find my music on the digital outlets, the major ones on the Internet. I'm there. And also, don't forget about that Fraser Pace.
Fraser Pace. I love that. I love it. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And our last question is, what continues to motivate you?
His love. His love continues. You know, it just continues to keep me going, because if I had not, you know, if I had not hoped to see the Lord in the land of the living, I would have fainted. But his love just, like, you know, it's a keeper. It definitely is a keeper. And not only is it a keeper, it's also a sustainer, you know. So the Lord is just so good. And I can't imagine being anywhere else, you know, other than with him. I haven't found anybody greater. I haven't found anybody who loves me more, who takes care of me better. You know, he's just, everything begins and ends with him. He's just the best. So his love and his plans and his thoughts that he has towards me, those are things that motivate me to keep on keeping on, and hopefully to share with others that same love so that they will want to do the same thing, you know, to keep on keeping on. So it's all about him.
All about him. His love never fails, never walks out on us, never turns its back on it. Us, his love never fails. I think that's a great way to end this segment. Thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and giving our listeners an opportunity to win with the phrase that pays. So we thank you for that. And thank you for stopping by, and wishing you much more continued success.
Thank you so much, dear sister. And is it okay if I say a little bit more?
Sure, sure.
I just want to say, just in case somebody just joined in, the phrase that pays is praising. That's all I want to say. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The phrase that pays is praise him. There you go. You got another opportunity. Another opportunity. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, that's going to be a wrap for today's show. We start at the top of the hour talking to playwright and author Vincent E. White. You can see his play, Finding Chris, My Father, which is based on his real life situation, his real life self-discovery. That's going to be taking place Sunday, November 17th. Here in the capital city, and a lucky listener will win two tickets paid by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So to be in the drawing for the two tickets to go to this play, you know, you can make it a date night, you can make it a girlfriend's night, you can make it a brother's night, whatever you want to make it. You could win. All you have to do is reach out to me on Twitter by direct message, or you can go to Facebook and inbox me, or you can go to justcharvette.com. All right, so check out Vincent Ellis White. Then our next segment with Nurse Nicole, soon to be Dr. Nicole, you want to check out the adventures of Nurse Nicole. She's educating the world through the art and science of nursing. And a lucky listener will win her book, N is for Nurse, and hot off the press, Wash Your Hands. You can't even get it on Amazon yet, although you can pick it up on her main website. But we have both copies, great for your children, great for stocking stuffers, great for teens, great for adults, all of us, because we all need to wash our hands with your crazy self. Anyway, you can pick up copies, of course, at her website. You can Google her, Nurse Nicole or nursenicole.co, but you can send me a message on Facebook or direct message me on Twitter, or go to charvette.com and say, I want to enter for the drawing for the two books. And both of the drawings for the tickets and the books will close out on Saturday, this Saturday, November 9th at 6 p.m., and we'll announce the winners on Facebook. Then we wrapped up here with gospel artists appointed, and I'm telling you what, award-winning gospel artist. I forgot to mention she was a semifinalist on the Gospel Music Channel's Most Powerful Voice Gospel Music Contest, so you certainly want to connect with her. The phrase that pays is praise them, so you can have an opportunity to win a $25 gift card. So go to Facebook, facebook.com/CharvetteMinstrelAppointed. That's how you can connect with her. Get on that thread, get on that feed, and say your phrase that pays. And, of course, all of the connection points, Twitter and Facebook, for all of our guests, we have tweeted and Facebooked them, so you have an easy way to connect. So support their products, support their ministry, support what they have to do. And I'm telling you what, today, I feel like Oprah today. We're just giving away stuff. But we are excited to have you here. So that's going to be it. You definitely want to check us out, charvette.com. Oh, pick up my mobile app under Charvette on your Android, iPhone, or BlackBerry.
Live
we'll
from
see you
Richmond,
later.
Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.